We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I hate the morning. The only good thing that I like about the morning, if I'm even up, is a sunrise.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
O'clock in the morning, actually 7:02 and 6 seconds. Monday Morning Madness is back on the air for another week. You already know what time it is. It's everyone's favorite part of the week. Listen, guys, it's pretty amazing. You know, last week how we had that crappy rain all week, you know, for like 4 days straight. It did nothing but rain. Well, I have good news. It's beautiful outside. It's sunny. The sky is clear. It's like 55 or something right now. It's 13 degrees in Cedar City, Utah, but it's really warm here. And it's just going to get warmer today. It's going to get all the way up to 70 today around 2 p.m. And then tomorrow, man, you thought it was over. Tomorrow the high is 80. It's 80 tomorrow. It was supposed to rain tomorrow, and then the weather was like, you know what? I'll just give him a nice one. So we got a beautiful day today, a beautiful day tomorrow. It's supposed to thunderstorm on Wednesday, but maybe we deserve it after these two beautiful days. And then Thursday and Friday and Saturday are all sunny, highs in the 50s and the 60s. It's going to be amazing. Marathon Mondays looking like it's going to be sunny and 60. Sounds just about perfect. I'm just feeling good. I'm feeling good. You know, I sliced my neck open with a razor while I was shaving this morning, but you know, you win some, you lose some, and it's so beautiful out that I'm not even upset about it. Got a lot to talk about today. Lots of new music facts coming out this week, things to discuss. But of course, we'll get started the way we always do with the best damn radio music you're going to hear this morning. Anywhere in the universe, actually. All right here on Monday Morning Madness. I'm Adam Kirchival. This is WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's best radio station. Let's get moving with some Tom Petty. Let's do it.
Thinking that they station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Yeah, it's Paul Simon there with me and Julio down by the schoolyard. A nice little lovely piece for you on Monday morning. Anyway, it's as I was saying, it's been an interesting week in terms of the new music world. For those of you interested in the ever-unfolding Kendrick Lamar saga, his promised release, well, quote-unquote promised, release of April 7th didn't happen, but it's supposed to be released on iTunes. The estimated release date is April 14th. So hopefully by Friday or even sooner, we can get a new album from him. There's also some reports that he might be releasing two albums, which would be kind of crazy, and I don't know how much I buy it, but I think that would be really, really amazing. That would be quite the experience if we got two fresh albums. Future did the same thing a couple weeks ago, but this isn't a hip-hop show. Anyway, LCD Sound System, if you remember, if you've been a long-time listener, you can recall that around this time last year, I was talking about LCD Sound System and how they were promising to release some new music. They were getting back together after they released This Is Happening in, I want to say, 2010. And then they broke up after that. They did that final amazing concert at Madison Square Garden. And they said, that's it for LCD Sound System. Have a nice day. And then last year, around Christmas time, James Murphy posted on LCD Sound System's website that they were getting back together and that they were planning on doing a tour and releasing a new album. Neither of which we've really seen yet. We haven't seen an official tour by them. They headlined, I want to say, Coachella and a couple of other music festivals. So, like, they're performing, but they haven't done an LCD Sound System only world tour. Regardless, very exciting. And on the new album front, they've been playing, so as I say, they've been playing some shows with other groups. And last night, what's today? No, never mind. This is April 10th, and this article was posted on April 8th. So on April 7th, LCD Sound System played a concert in Brooklyn in which they debuted three new songs, actually four. So they have four new songs that have come out. There are no recordings of them yet because during the show, James Murphy made a point to make sure that nobody was recording it. But I guess what that means is that we're on track for getting some new music from LCD Sound System. The songs don't have any names. I'm trying to like scour this website for a little bit more information, but it's really just Instagram posts and people saying LCD Sound System played three new songs. One of the songs was identified as Haircut was the name of the song. That's all I know, though. But there is new LCD Sound System music coming. So, you know, just stay tuned. It's going to be, you know, it's something to look forward to, I guess. But while we're waiting, we can, I guess, just keep listening to Sound of Silver and This Is Happening and all those other great LCD Sound System bits, because what a group they are. Here's someone great. We'll be right back.
facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
Yeah, that's Cake. Anyone remember them? I haven't listened to Cake for a while, and I was just thinking, like, you know one group I haven't played yet? Cake. So yeah, I have mixed feelings about some of their music, but I like that song. That also, Short Skirt, Long Jacket, has an amazing music video. Definitely, you know, you can't look at a music video on the radio, but I would suggest as a homework assignment you go back and you check it out because it is very, very fun to watch. Anyway, 7:30. Wow, time flies. It's 7:30, and the temperature has gone up about 3 degrees since I first got here. According to my phone, let's take a look. It is now 48, according to my phone. It was like 44 when I left, but oh, it just went up to 49, everyone. It literally just ticked as I was looking at it. 49 feels like 47. That's a lie. It actually feels like 50 because we've been cold all year, cold and rainy. This was the first day in like weeks, it seems like, I've come to the studio and not had to bring an umbrella or some sort of extra like cold protection or something just to make me less miserable. I just walked outside. It was beautiful. And the sun was coming up as I was coming into the studio, which is the first time this has happened since before daylight savings. Honestly, it's great. You know, spring is happening. It's my favorite season. Soon the trees are going to start budding. Everything's going to be beautiful. And the air is going to get thick and humid and it's going to be summer. And that's how you know. Anyway, it's 7:30. I've been on the radio for too long because I've played all of these PSAs. I've played the vintage PSAs, but I don't want to read them out of the book because you already hear enough of my voice. Wow, look at all these fun station IDs. We have like 1,000 different station IDs. Oh man, I kind of want to play them all in the air just for a show, just a show entirely of station IDs. Anyway, I do think, however, that this new one, I think last week we played High Blood Pressure Quitting. I think this week I'm going to try High Blood Pressure Leaving. Let's see what happens.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
See, I don't know. I feel like I played that last week. Unless the other high blood pressure ad also has the phrase "listen to your heart" in it. In which case, maybe they're both just identical. I'm flipping through this book right now of PSAs. There's like firearm safety PSA, 4 rules of gun safety. Rule 1, don't own guns. There's the don't drink and drive PSA. Well, we have enough of those. Tufts open call. I mean, we have a lot, but I just, you know, why not cover your computer camera? Oh, I like that. Why not cover your computer camera? You know how people put tape over their computer cameras because they're paranoid? I think that's kind of ridiculous. I don't think you need to do that. And your computer kind of looks stupid if you do that. Anyway, maybe I'll start reading from this this binder of PSAs one of these days. I gotta find a way to read from them and also play music in the background to make it kind of more entertaining. I think that would be a lot more worth our time. Anyway, since the temperature's going up, I'll play you a lovely track from Bruce Springsteen's second album that always gives me a kind of beachy feel, the opening track from the album. Honestly, I don't even really need to say much about it. It's E Street Shuffle. But I mean, you already know how it goes. Oh no, is it not going to play? Spotify does this thing sometimes. Here we go. Hold on, let me start from the beginning. Spotify, as much as I love it, sometimes does this thing where you highlight a song and click play and it says, can't play the current song. And then it starts the song like 7 seconds in. Crazy, right? Technology. Anyway, E Street Shuffle.
Sparks light on and we're slow to acknowledge the knots in our laces, odd races. And we go back to where we moved out to the places, odd races. I bought it in a can and stirred it with my finger singing.
Heart Erases there, the Dr. Dog cover. Of course, the original Heart Erases is super weird. Wow, this outro is... There's still 20 seconds left in this outro. I don't know if they, like, talk or anything. I haven't listened to this entire song in a long time. Anyway, that's Dr. Dog there, of course, for you in the morning. It's 7:45, so we're just about wrapping it up. I've got a couple more songs ready to go, so I'm... It's gonna be a good end of the show. I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, I'm chuckling here. Because I'm kind of distracted because I was reading this strange news article. So now that the weather's warm, I personally know this isn't for everyone, but I personally am a big roller coaster fan. I actually don't think I've been on a roller coaster for a long time because, like, I never have time to go to an amusement park, but I love roller coasters when I do get the chance to go on them. And so I found this article. This guy in Europe, let's see, what was the name of the coaster? Oh, okay. So, man, his friend went for a ride on this roller coaster called Red Force, which is supposedly Europe's fastest roller coaster. And the article goes on to say, while riding the 112-mile-per-hour roller coaster, a bird slammed into the man's face, leaving behind a bloody mess, which, I never really thought that could actually happen, but could you imagine, like, you're on a roller coaster and all of a sudden a bird flies into your face? There's a video of it, too, thank God. Well, you know, it kind of hit his neck, not his face, so, you know, this is a little bit bad reporting. It hit him in the neck, not in the face. It would be worse if it, like, you know, landed in his eye and he went blind, but no, it just landed on his neck. The question I have is what the mess was bloody for sure, but whose blood was it? Was it the bird's or the man's? I guess stay tuned for next week when we discuss that. Anyway, here's a little Arcade Fire for you here in the morning off of The Suburbs, the album of the year in 2010, just in case you wanted to know. Arcade Fire there with Deep Blue. This is an interesting show because a lot of the songs that I'm playing have like 30 second long outros. There's still 23 seconds left in the song, so I'm gonna let it play. Anyway, I've got The Who to wrap us up with Won't Get Fooled Again, a beautiful and long piece, so I hope you're looking forward to that. Anyway, but thanks for coming along this week. I'm glad you've been here. Hope you have an enjoyable, warm week wherever you may find yourself at this time of your life. It's going to be beautiful this week in Boston, so if you're around here, keep stay excited. It's going to be beautiful today, beautiful tomorrow, and it's just, I'm looking forward to it. Next week, my attendance is questionable. It's Patriots Day, and I might be watching the marathon, so we'll see whether I come in, but, you know, what's the worst that could happen? I don't come in, you listen to The Machine for an hour. It's going to be all right. I will surely be back the week after that, but then I've only got, like, two more shows until I'm more or less gone for the summer. So, we're going to try to make these last couple ones memorable. Anyway, once again, I'm Adam Kercheval. That was WMFO in Medford. Yes, of course, we all know that. That was Monday Morning Madness, is what I meant to say, on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tufts University's best radio station. Here's the Hoot, take you off in the morning. Have a lovely week, everyone, and I'll see you soon. Yeah, no Celtics on this morning, so I'm still here. It's 8 o'clock now on W.